Dear viewers of Madani channel, making accusations against another is called slander. And unfortunately, this ill has reached an epidemic level in our communities and seeks to destroy the beauty of our society. Making accusations against another is a major sin which several hadiths have condemned. For example, the last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, "Whosoever mentions a shortcoming of a Muslim which is not found in him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place him in radghatul khabal until the punishment of his sin is completed." Similarly, the last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, "Even before the feet of a false witness move, Allah Almighty makes the fire necessary for him." Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once asked the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, "Do you know who the impoverished person is?" The noble companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum replied, "The impoverished one from among us is the one who neither has dirham nor wealth." The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam responded, "The impoverished person from my nation is the one who will come forth on the day of judgment with salah, fast and zakat, but he will have cursed someone, made an accusations against another and struck someone. So they will all be given a part of his deeds. If his deeds finish before the rights over him are fulfilled, their sins will be transferred to him. Then he will be cast into the fire." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, may Allah Almighty protect us from making accusations and enable us to use our limbs in His obedience and in doing what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.